let's talk some Oregon women's hoops. A wow of a performance last night at home against Michigan State. No rest for the weary. They're next up in Hawaii Friday against another tough MSU, Mississippi State. Follow our guest on Twitter. Use the handle at GoDucksKG. Coach Kelly Graves joins us. Coach, how you doing?
Steve, I'm sitting by the pool here at the hotel in not-so-sunny Hawaii. It's a little overcast and rainy, but I'll take it. It's not too bad.
It's miserable and cold, and when I ran in from the parking lot, the rain was hitting me sideways. Coach, you're not getting a lot of sympathy here.
Okay, all right. it's really funny, though, Steve. You know, it does not matter for us as coaches if we were playing in South Dakota or in Hawaii, because we're going to spend our time inside the hotel room breaking down film of our next opponent. So it's not that big a deal either way.
Now, I know as coaches, most of you are upbeat, positive, and you think the next game it's going to all come together. But, man, facing that Spartan team out of the Big Ten, nationally ranked, to put one on them like that, how impressed were you with the overwhelming performance of your team last night?
Well, I was really impressed at both ends of the floor. I thought defensively was where we really set the tone early. You know, our kids just got after it. And the one thing that we did is, you know, Michigan State, they run a set every single time down. And so what we did is we just put pressure on them. We never allowed them to get comfortable and never allowed them to just kind of run their set. And they didn't handle it well. They turned it over a ton, and our kids, you know, made them pay for those with some easy run-out buckets. And, you know, we gave up 26 points in the first three quarters. And I don't know if I've ever had a team that just bought in and played that hard defensively for that long.
Ruthie Hebert, one of the most efficient games I think you could possibly have. 18 minutes, she made all five shots, 5 of 6 from the line, 10 rebounds, a double-double by the time the third quarter was over. I mean, what kind of show was that for the freshman from Alaska?
Well, she was impressive, you know. I think her play early in the game, they stole the ball and were going coast to coast, and she was behind 15 feet and ran that kid down, changed the shot. And I thought defensively that was the biggest play of the game. It kind of set the right tone. But, you know, she's just finding seams inside, you know, and is doing a great job of finishing, and she's gobbling up every rebound. I had a couple people after tell me that, you know, she looks like a young Jillian on the boards. I think she's doing a better job right now finishing than that. But, boy, she's just a beast on the boards and is playing so hard defensively. So I've been real impressed with her.
We're talking with Kelly Graves. Now, there was a point last night. I was watching on the Pac-12 Network, about 7 minutes left in the game. Michigan State had hit a three. One of your bigs, Mallory McGuire, I think, got called for walking. And despite the lopsided score, you called timeout. And I thought maybe to say, let's not get sloppy. What was your message when you called your team over?
I tell my team all the time, Steve, I coach for 40 minutes. I couldn't care less what the score is. And I think the players that are in there in that so-called garbage time, whatever you want to call it at the end, they deserve to be coached and held to the same standard as every other player. And I think that's what was happening. And we have not finished well. You know, now listen, we weren't going to lose the game. I wasn't worried about that. But I still want them to play with the same kind of intensity and focus as the other kids.
Yeah, I was curious. I saw the look on your face. I was like, there's a rare unhappy moment for a guy up 40. That was awesome.
You know when I enjoyed that game, Steve, when it was over? Other than that, I don't really look at the score that much. I coach the game, and you know, I can't enjoy them all the time, regardless of the score.
But in a game like that, as it's happening, is it a nice opportunity to kind of maybe get your deeper bench some actual game experience and playing time?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. We've had every player eligible to play has played in every game so far. This was the one game I thought that may not be the case. You know, we went with our kind of 9-10 player rotation, and then we separated from it, and everybody was able to get to play. But hey, you need that. I mean, I want to play as many kids as can play. They need that game experience. That's how they get better.
Now, there were a couple moments that the announcers on the Pac-12 network were getting excited about your team. I remember there was a rebound, a long pass, I think, to Morgan Yeager, who found Jade Woods for a layup. And that kind of seemed to be a really nice theme. What about your team's willingness to make that extra pass? I know it's a cliche, but give up a good shot for a layup.
Yeah, you nailed it. I think that's one of our biggest strengths. I think our team is really unselfish, and we do that a lot. Again, 23 assists last night, which is about our average. I just have been real impressed with the way they're willing to share the ball. And, you know, on any given night, you know, it's somebody different. So I think that's a great character trait that our team has. And we're going to continue to reinforce that all year long.
Now, as we continue with Coach Graves, I'm kind of a stat geek. And I know coaches look for ratios or numbers. You mentioned 23 assists. You know, that's terrific, but how many nights will you take 23 assists on 34 buckets?
Oh, yeah, isn't that great? Yeah, yep. It's 65% in our business of field goals assisted. It is amazing. It's almost off the charts, and I think that's about where we're at through four games. So it just tells me we're doing the right thing, man. We're moving the basketball, and I always tell the kids, don't try to make that one great jaw-dropping pass. Two or three passes in succession, that to me is jaw-dropping, and I think that's what we're doing. And like you said, making the extra pass. So we got to continue to play. It's one game, big guy. You know that. How many years have you been doing sports shows, and how many times have you heard a coach say that? It's one game, and you got to move on to the next.
Now, as we've spoken, you've told me about how upbeat, how downright excited your young women are to be a part of this. And again, one game, it's early. But from what I've observed, people, it seems maybe, would I be accurate in saying that maybe this team, considering so many new faces, might be developing a sense of unity a little quicker than average?
No doubt, no doubt. I think our returners have really rallied around this young group. They're not jealous of the attention that the freshmen are getting and deserve. I think the trip, too, you know, to Spain that we took, I think that bonding, I think that did a lot for our chemistry. And our kids off the bench, our third string, so-called third string last night, played almost the entire fourth quarter. They played really hard. And they played against the Michigan State number ones, you know, and I love how everybody's supporting each other. And we got to continue, though. That's got to, you know, we've got to maintain that camaraderie and chemistry.
I know she gets a lot of attention, but I watched the post-game interview with Sabrina after the win Sunday, then just watching her operate. And I don't know if it's because she played so many big games in high school, gold medals, championships, playing for Team USA. It's just the way she plays and carries herself, speaking with the media. Safe to say, this is a young woman who's got that kind of poise and wisdom a little beyond her 18 years.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, no doubt. She's a great teammate. Like you said, poise is the perfect word. And as a coach, it is so nice knowing that she's out on the court. Now, listen, she didn't have a great shooting game. And, you know, Maite didn't play one of her best games. And we were still able to do that. But I think just having them on the floor, and in Sabrina in particular, just gives you a calming presence. And I'll tell you, as a coach, it's great to know that she's there. And on any given night, Steve, she can get you 30. I mean, she's going to have just incredible nights this year. And like you said, just off the court, you know, with the media, super poised, knows the game, is into it, and never accepts the acclaim herself. It always puts it on her teammates, and it's genuine.
Final thought for Coach Kelly Graves. I want him to get back to his surfing. I mentioned it earlier.
Hey, hold the phone. I don't get in the water because I'm afraid I might get harpooned. I'm kind of a big guy. You know what I mean? that wouldn't look good in the newspaper. So.
Oh, man. That's classic. Mississippi State, unbeaten, crushed Villanova, beat Texas. The start of three games in 3 days. Especially for the newer players, what kind of challenges are you going to face, you know, them playing back-to-back-to-back in this tournament?
Well, I don't worry about the second and third games yet. I'm worried about Mississippi State. They're a legit top 10. They've earned it. They deserve it. They are really good. And what they do is they put just an enormous amount of pressure on you defensively. Just like we took Michigan State out of all their comfort zone, that's what these guys try to do. So we're going to have to handle the ball or it can get away from us in a hurry. They're deep, they're athletic, and they're tenacious. So, you know, I think if we can pass that test, the other two teams that we'll play here, San Jose and Hawaii, aren't nearly of that caliber. But, you know, hey, listen, nobody yet this year has, I think, played more than 26, 27 minutes in a game. So our kids are rested. We've shown we have good depth. I think we're the kind of team that can play three games in 3 days and still be fresh and just fine.
All righty. Well, you're in Hawaii. We've got another big tournament coming up, you know, because of the start you've got. I know people around here are just literally bubbling over. I wish you and yours a healthy and a happy holiday and safe travels. And as always, I look forward to catching up with you next week, Coach.
Sounds great, Steve. I wish you a very happy Thanksgiving, buddy. The whole staff over there.
All right. Hey, have a good one, Coach. Enjoy.
Okay, buddy.